I, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Ketanji Brown Jackson is changing the face of the Supreme Court. With her swearing in, the 9-member United States highest court has its first female black justice, and for the first time, no longer features a majority of white men.
I think it's very important and obvious for the black community why having appointed Judge Brown to the bench is so important. But it's also true for, I think, our country at large, because it's a statement about how far we have come. I mean, for so many years, for hundreds of years.
She replaces retiring liberal justice Stephen Breyer, so she will not alter the court's 6-3 conservative majority, a majority whose reliably conservative decisions have recently called the court's reputation for judicial fairness into question and outraged millions of Americans. The court's recent decision to overturn the federal right to abortion, despite half a century of precedent that the court's recent additions promised to respect, has roiled much of the nation, with protests continuing on Thursday. President Biden says the court has brought that condemnation on itself.
Good afternoon, everyone.
He wants Congress to pass a new law protecting abortion rights nationwide, even if the Senate has to discard the filibuster rule that effectively requires a 60-vote supermajority to do it.
The one thing that has been destabilizing is the outrageous behavior of the Supreme Court of the United States in overruling not only Roe v. Wade, but essentially challenging the right to privacy. We have to change that decision by codifying Roe v. Wade.
But in issuing its final decisions just before Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in, the court handed President Biden a victory. The court upheld Biden's authority to end a Trump-era Remain in Mexico policy. That required many migrants to live on the Mexican border in camps while they waited to apply for asylum. But it dealt a blow to Biden in West Virginia versus Environmental Protection Agency. In that case, the court ruled the EPA had no authority to regulate carbon emissions at power plants because Congress hadn't given it specific permission to do so. If the court applies that same reasoning to other federal agencies, it could significantly reduce the power of the federal government.
So help me God.
The face of the court may be changing.
We won't go back!
But its direction is now steadfastly conservative, criticism or not. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Washington.